Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steppenwolf bringing us back. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. Folks, please go there and check it out. Look, there's never been a time, I've been telling you about that website for 18 and a half years, there's never been a time when you should plug into that website and plug into what Grace Marie does more than now, because Grace Marie, there are going to be some changes made, right?
There are indeed, and actually I have a piece on the Galen website that I wrote for Forbes talking about what's next with Obamacare. How did we get here, and what do we have to do next? Because the Republicans can't leave 20 million
They can't create a vacuum. They've got to fill it, don't they?
That's right. They've got to create a bridge. Yes, they have to have. They have to take the long view and make sure that they are putting in place the infrastructure of this competitive marketplace, consumer-centered marketplace that we've been mm-hmm. talking about. But they also have to make sure the people getting coverage now don't lose their plans. Otherwise, they own all the problems with
Obamacare. The good news is they don't have to contrive some new unicorn system to do this. All they got to do is look to the marketplace, look to the suppliers of products, goods, and services. But here's my question: will the insurance companies come back to this? Has it gone so far? Has the marketplace been disrupted so much? My own state has one option in it, one health care option for individuals. Everybody else has moved out.
The insurance companies will come back, but they're shell-shocked, too. They have really become, thinking that they have to follow what the government tells them rather than what customers
Haven't they been complicit in Obamacare, though, as well?
Well, they have, because they didn't want this, because they knew that the government was going to not be a very good partner, and it has
right.
been a terrible partner, but they didn't really have a choice. They felt that if they didn't go along, they were going to get hammered. And
they were strong-armed.
The industry sectors that didn't go along did get hammered, so they
right.
were right. But they now, the thing that's different about our policy solutions, Jim, is that we believe in the market. If
right.
you clear out all this regulatory nonsense that's crippling the health sector, and the individual market has been crippled by Obamacare, but it's going to be like a forest fire. New growth will spring up. There are companies out there. There are companies that were forced to close when Obamacare passed because they
right.
did not see a path forward. They're out there. Those ideas are out there. All we have to do is say, let a thousand flowers bloom. Let the marketplace
right.
solve this. We don't think that we're smart enough to write every law and every regulation.
And let customers have choices.
To tell the industry what to do. Yes.
Let customers choose what they want and pay for that. Grace Marie, my family is paying for services that we physiologically, chronologically cannot use.
And there are millions of people now that get that. There were benefit mandates. That's what they're called,
right.
an insurance logo. Some states had 50 benefit mandates, and their prices were not as high as they are now,
right.
but they were higher than they needed to be because people weren't paying attention.
If
they're now paying attention. They get it.
Well, see, Grace Marie, HSA is something you and I have been extolling the virtues of for years. I had it forever. We loved it. That was the enemy of Obamacare.
Yeah.
But the truth is, Obamacare is almost modeled after an HSA without the mandates.
Well,
prior to Obamacare, most people didn't have the deductible,
yeah.
right? They had copays. Now with Obamacare, you got the deductible, so people are starting to get used to that. Maybe it'll be a good transition now.
It will, and Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence have talked a lot about health savings accounts and really empowering them. And I think the one good thing from Obamacare is that people are now more educated about
yeah.
insurance, what they want, and I think they can be smarter shoppers. And I think the industry is going to now respond with different kinds of options for people that you and I can't even imagine, but that are
going to people are going to love it. When they get, folks, when you get control of your health care and you see how much money can be saved, and you see that not only that, but if you save money, if you are healthy, you get to keep part of your money. When people start seeing that, they'll never look to the government for this again.
That's right. And we have a model that works, Jim.
Right.
Medicare Part D, the prescription drug benefit.
Exactly.
Real competition. Consumers get to decide which plans they want down to the level of which drugs are covered. And it is coming in at half of what the government expected it would be spending
Two quick questions before you go. Are you helping the Trump administration?
I have been advising them on policy throughout, any other candidate.
They need to listen to you. I'm going to have a conference call with Donald today, and I'm going to tell him to be sure he listens to you more. Number two, he sounds like he's crawfishing a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he's got to fill the cabinet, obviously, first, and I think he made a very good decision with Rince Priebus for chief.
But when he said, but he's saying, he's saying things like, we may not get all of it or whatever. That's worrying people.
No, that need to be spun differently. Of course there are things that this law did that they protested.
That's all that means. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Of course there are things that we need in
there. Galen.org, GALEN.org. Folks, you'll be smarter when you go there. You'll thank me later. Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Thanks for 18 great years.
Congratulations, Jim.
Thanks, Grace. Grace Marie, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. She's one of our favorites in the Brain Trust. And a great American, too. 29 after. I'm Jim Lassing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.